Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refused to use, no doubt, continues now. Hopefully you're doing absolutely fantastic. This is the broadcast for December the 11th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our blueprint. The checks and balances, inspired by the Almighty, put in place by the founders, absolutely critical to the restoration of this country. We don't believe in revolution, but we do believe in restoration. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hi, Kurt.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You are very welcome. Man, there's so much to talk about. Yeah. I still need to get our guest with us. Okay. But I want you to talk about these background checks for gun sales. Barack's going to advance this. The Republicans aren't going to do anything to stop him.
Well, you know, wouldn't it be nice if people all across the country, basically in every state, wouldn't it be nice if people just said, look, the federal government doesn't have any role in, you know, manipulating us as the states and the counties and cities. We'll just, you know, basically nullify this unconstitutional law and these unconstitutional actions. And wouldn't it be wonderful if we heard of states and, you know, gun stores and, you know, all that kind of stuff would be some of the most, or should be some of the most, freedom loving kind of guys. And you'd think they'd just say, look, they'd thumb their nose at the, feds and the BATF and say, we're not doing that anymore.
Amen to that.
You know, wouldn't that be something? I just haven't seen that news story yet.
Amen.
Yet.
Hey, former Sheriff Richard Mack is on the radio. Sheriff Mack, welcome back to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Thank you very much, Sam. Always great to be with you.
All right, there's three headlines I want to, well, let's just do two.
Yeah.
House finalizing plan to take major gun control action using executive authority, Valerie Jarrett says. President Barack Obama's advisors are finalizing a proposal that would expand background checks on gun sales without congressional approval. I submit the Republicans are just going to roll over, sir.
They will if it'll be politically expedient for them. They won't if it's politically expedient for them.
So, finger in the wind is what you're saying.
Yeah. Those Republicans, those tough guys that run for re-election every 2 or 6 years, boy, howdy, you can depend on them for one thing, and that's to stick their finger up in the air. They might lick it first, but they'll definitely stick their finger up in the air and then do whatever it takes to get reelected.
Sad tale to tell, ladies and gentlemen. Our right to keep and bear arms, one of the most critical of all, Kurt.
And they do stand for something, Sheriff Mack.
They stand for election.
Yeah,
exactly.
All right. Next story that completely relates. You know, people are debating this San Bernardino thing, and a lot of people jumped on early and said this is a false flag, and I, behind the scenes, felt like there were things wrong as well, but I'm very cautious on reporting, and I wanted to wait a little bit of time for some things to come out. I don't need to be first on the scene. I just need to be correct. And now there's becoming more and more and more legitimate questions and issues that are telling the tale of a false flag in San Bernardino. WorldNet Daily has taken the lead on a lot of this stuff. It's interesting to see the news services separate of who's who, if you will. Now, here's a couple of questions to ask about San Bernardino that really puts a wrench in the works when it comes to the mainstream press's general tale to tell. Here's the questions. How is it that the worst act of homeland Islamic violence just happened to occur on a government facility that apparently had no surveillance. So you understand that. They didn't have any video surveillance, they're claiming, on this government property in San Bernardino. All the experts are saying that's virtually impossible. So the question is there a video they won't let us know exists? Or what's the story and how come they didn't have videos? The first question. The second question is, why is this gentleman's apartment, if you will, the crime scene, open so quickly to the media? You now have thousands of fingerprints all over this crime scene. What's up with that? So now you have no video. You got a tainted or a destroyed crime scene. Now you have the sheer number of people that have, well, they said they saw three suspects on the day of the attack. Three shooters. Could they all have been wrong? Recently, there have been a bunch of witnesses who saw the shooting that day who are back in the media. And they're all insisting with absolute consistency that there were three shooters. Some of these witnesses are now even insisting that the two supposed shooters, the supposed two terrorists that are now dead, are not even the ones that did the actual shooting. Several published reports are now documenting that it may not have even been who they claim carried out the attack. One report is citing supposed eyewitnesses who proclaim that three athletic Caucasian men carried out the attacks. All the cable TV networks right at the start were reporting that eyewitnesses on the scene were confirming in live reports that there were indeed three shooters dressed in black military gear. Wow. They were wearing black hood masks and body armor. You put all that together and you start to say it's not just the witnesses now. What about the early reports from witnesses? If the witnesses are wrong now because they're confused, what about the live reporting on the cable networks? If you question the government's involvement or cover-up or whatever, why would they let the media go into the crime scene so fast? How come there's no video? It just goes on and on and on, Sheriff Mack. And we're starting to learn how to point out these false flags much quicker than we used to be. JFK took us a lot of years to really get some harder evidence. At World War II, absorbing the first strike at Pearl Harbor, it took a long time for us to get facts of foreknowledge, etc. We're doing it faster now. This time it's only been, what, 10 days or 12 days or something? And now we're starting to really get a handle. Look, the government's lying. They're covering up. There's no video. They've already compromised the crime scene. Now they claim it's these guys. Witnesses are saying, that's not what we saw. The cable networks reported early the truth. Now they're backtracking and changing their story. We've caught them at it already, Sheriff.
Well, I've heard some of that, and while you were talking, I immediately did the same thing you just alluded to, and that was I thought of Pearl Harbor. I thought of JFK. I thought of Abraham Lincoln. There's different and sort of details about what John Wilkes Booth actually did and how he actually died. I even thought of Hitler, that Hitler was never killed. You know, there was now there's information. It's been out quite a while that Hitler actually escaped to Argentina and lived there. And there was a lot of Germans that lived in Argentina and still are. You know, but it's been a place where a lot of immigration happened from Germany. And so, you know, you can go through that and you can see all sorts of evidence and all sorts of stories. It's there. I mean, for instance, you talked about witnesses who were discounted. You know, at JFK's assassination, there was 51 people who said the fatal shot came from behind the picket fence up the grassy knoll. I mean, that's even a cliche now. It was the man on the grassy knoll, and you see that in movies. Even Seinfeld had a satire about the man on the grassy knoll in one of his TV shows, and it's so mind-boggling how these things can be displaced and manipulated. And you get John Doe number 2 at the Oklahoma City bombing.
Yeah, and he just vanished into thin air. Now they claim that he never existed. What are they talking about?
I know. So,
and then we bring it up, and we're whacked out conspiracy theorists. And instead of the terrorists being in question, They say that you and I are domestic threat, lone wolf threats to the nation.
Yeah, I wonder when you and I are going to be on the no-fly list and can't buy a gun ever again. You know, when you're talking about gun control, that would be the unlimited gun control right there, because you mentioned Barack Obama wanting to get universal background checks. Well, background checks haven't been working ever since they've implemented them, and some were already implemented way before the break.
Well, they're arming the rebels in ISIS. We've been arming, training, and funding them, and now we're trying to disarm the Americans?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about it. Sheriff Richard Mack on your radio.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Now, with all the inconsistencies, ladies and gentlemen, going on with this California terrorist supposed shooting, it gets worse. Because the most bizarre aspect of the case is the behavior of a group called the Council for America-Islamic Relations. It's called CAIR. C-A-I-R, just so you understand. Like hair, but care, right? Well, CAIR has been acting very strange, Sheriff. They conducted a live primetime press conference in which they trotted out this killer's brother-in-law to say how sorry he felt for the victims. They claimed it an act of an office dispute, not terrorism. Yeah. That was before the FBI documented and said that it was terrorism. Since the attack, CARE has continued its very strange behavior. They've been running interference between the FBI and several Muslim witnesses. It goes on. CARE has its own reputation for being directly involved with terrorist entities. It's listed as an unindicted co-conspirator in the Holy Land terror case. They have active involvement in groups of questionable intent. So why is the FBI allowing CARE to insert itself into this critical case, you may ask? Pressure from the Obama administration. Now listen carefully. CARE was founded and is still backed by the Muslim Brotherhood.
Correct.
A known extremist organization that supports Sharia law and has been documented as a terrorist organization. Now, listen carefully. The United States tax dollars are going to charities with terrorist ties. The list goes on and on, Sheriff, and they're saying you, my friend, are a domestic threat.
Well, that's what I wanted to make clear. If, Sam, if they can, just like the governor of Connecticut just did, if they, you know, Barack Obama's way behind the curve on this, that he wants just to expand universal background checks, where this is really a universal gun control system and plan, is the governor of Connecticut. And I can't believe that Obama is not just jumping all over it, and all the Democrats and all the other gun grabbers, and of course the Republican gun grabbers as well, that they say, okay, we can make everybody we want a part of the no-fly list. So they put you on the no-fly list. They don't have to have document any reason. You don't get a hearing. You don't get a trial. You don't get a jury or a judge. They put you on the list. Then, as the governor of Connecticut just did, sign a law saying that by executive decree or whatever else, it doesn't matter how you make the law, that no one on a no-fly list can ever buy a gun again. And so that could remain there for eternity. And there's no recourse that any citizen has to get his name off that list. And so there you have complete gun control against any person who the government chooses. So that is the part that I'm most concerned about, and that you and I are not already on that list, and Kurt, that really surprises me that we're not on the list. But if they make that push for gun control, and they want to make sure that radicals like the three of us or anybody else in the country don't have access to guns, the next thing is everybody on a no-fly list will be simply required to turn their guns in. Because I don't really need to buy another gun. I don't want another gun. Right now, I don't. Every time they talk about getting rid of them or making me have more gun control around me or my family or whatever, I feel like going to buy one, but I don't really need a gun. And I have the guns I want right now, and I'm not interested in buying another gun. So the only thing they could do to me is put me on a no-fly list and say, okay, you got to turn your guns in.
That's right, and it'll get worse. They could also basically put you as a lone wolf, an enemy combatant, and deny you all your constitutional rights to due process, etc.
Of course.
And that's what they're working towards. Now, here's what's fascinating. CARE was founded and is still backed by the Muslim Brotherhood. Now there's documentation of Muslim Brotherhood taking over the White House in the Bush administration. And it was said that they infiltrated the Bush administration, but they control the meetings in the Barack administration.
Yes, they're there. There's no question they're there. I've seen the evidence of that.
So how can all these politicians run around and say, hey, we got to crack down on this, when we funded and created ISIS, funded and created Al-Qaeda, funded, trained, and armed them to the teeth. They're trying to disarm the American people, and they run around with a straight face and act like they're really going to, you know, stamp out terrorism.
Well, that's been a joke. You know, anytime they say we have a war on terror or war on poverty or war on drugs or whatever else they say, those problems get worse. And that's been a historical fact. There's no refuting any of that. So once you get the federal government, I've said this over and over, once you get the federal government in charge of anything, you can pretty much be certain. There's no question about it. It will become a bigger and more phenomenal problem. It'll become a phenomenon in and of itself.
You know, Sheriff Mack, have you heard of any gun store in any state, anywhere, just saying, look, we're not going to do background checks?
No.
Have you heard any? What you really hear is you hear of people just getting around that by doing different things. For example, I've heard of guys will buy a kit and they'll buy a drill press or whatever to put it together.
I want, and you can sell me one, and that there's no background check and there's no paperwork.
Yeah.
Let me clarify. Yes and no, Sheriff, because on one hand, there's no paperwork. On the other hand, let's say that you sell a gun to me.
Yeah.
And let's say I go ballistic with that gun and do something crazy.
Yeah.
Then they're at your doorstep, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
I agree there's no paperwork in a way, but the problem is that... Yeah.
It's already happened, Sam.
I know.
Yeah, that's happened.
And that's why I bring that up to say, you know, you don't believe there's no paperwork in the sense that you're in the clear. What it means is... It's almost worse that there's no paperwork in a way. And the reason I say that is because now there's no way for you to show that you don't have responsibility. I'm not advocating for greater paperwork. I'm just making this point.
No. Well, all right. You know, it is a solid point, and it's already happened, and I've done it before. And one time I actually did it for somebody I didn't know very well. And I started wondering that very same thing then. You know, I said, hey, you know what? I don't know if I should do that, you know, sell a gun to somebody I don't know, or at least not know very well. And so, you know, because I'm always wondering if the government tries to get people to do that.
Heck, yeah, they do. In fact, that's been documented many times also.
So, Randy Weaver.
But this whole thing about Sharia law and care and Muslim Brotherhood, I mean, Barack Obama and many others in this country have embraced it.
So are we going to arrest Barack then? I mean, I thought George Bush said, hey, back in the day, yeah, you know, if you're not with us, you're against us. And I'm waiting for George to arrest Barry.
I'm here as an advisor today to Donald Trump, okay?
Yeah, we're going to get to Donald in a second, by the way.
Would you please get this message to him?
Yeah, we'll try.
Okay, good. Kurt, I know you have connections there, so get this.
Yeah.
Get a hold of Donald.
Okay, howdy.
Everybody ready?
Yeah, wait, do you want to make him wait until after the pause? That's always good radio.
Yeah.
All right, hang tight. CARE's in bed with the Muslim Brotherhood's in bed with Barack taking over the White House, then infiltrated the George Bush administration. Now Sarah Palin's got some comments for Trump, too. Anyway, we'll talk about it all. Well, is Sarah and Trump, are they friends? We'll talk about that, too.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sheriff Richard Mack riding shotgun. He had a critical point to make, Sheriff?
Well, I should do. I would just like to sit down with Donald and be his advisor, because I think he has horrible advisors. You know, it's just not politically smart to start making ridiculous comments about how we're going to single out somebody's race or religion and say we're not going to let them come here anymore, although every one of us want to be safe, and his proposal is not without some merit. However, you can't single anybody out, and once you do, you're going to be labeled, and you're going to get a lot of heat. And I don't believe he can even win the nomination because of what he has done. I think he's going to keep this 30-35%. And after other candidates drop out, he's not going to pick up their votes.
Well, Glenn Beck believes that Donald Trump is in there to play the spoiler and either force a third party onto the mix. But really, the goal is to either back out or create such controversy that Hillary gets the nod.
Right. Well, that appears to be to have some merit with to it also. But this is the point. Mr. Trump, I know I'm just a lowly has-been sheriff, and I no way could be as smart as you, but you've got to consider this. If you are really serious about becoming president of the United States, then you could say something like this. I believe because of the huge problem that we have created in this country, because of the inaction and ineptness and downright intent of supposedly well-meaning politicians in Washington, D.C., who have, for one reason or another, made us so vulnerable at our borders and have refused to enforce their own laws, that we need immediately a moratorium on all immigration.
Oh, hold on. Stop right there, good sheriff. I didn't even get a chance to talk to you about this, but yesterday on the broadcast, this is the exact point I made, Kurt. Catch the good sheriff up. Now, by the way, I didn't talk to the sheriff about this. I'm just telling you, bright minds think alike, Kurt.
Well, and it's a great point. I mean,
stop all immigration until we can get rid of the illegality.
Yeah, you know, we talked about how if you've got your house and you've got front door and back door open, and you can only deal with the front door, you better, you know, lock that back door until you, you know, can handle it. And that's what we were talking about with the immigration situation. It doesn't matter who you are, whether you're Sharia or Muslim or, you know, white, black, or pink or whatever, you know, you shouldn't be coming in unless we can make sure it's a safe situation.
Legal and appropriate, no question. Now, by the way, it's a great point, Sheriff, and we concur exactly. Now, here's the interesting thing, though. You mentioned how horrible the advisors are for Donald Trump. Now, do you know who his chief advisor is, was, whatever you want to call it?
Probably somebody used to be with McCain.
What's that guy's name, Kurt?
Well, it's Stone, Roger Stone.
Roger Stone.
The guy used to hang out with Bill Clinton.
The Republican Party.
Yeah, he was a big influencer in the Tricky Dick Nixon scenario. He was also in the Reagan deal. He's been a political hack operative forever. The guy now supposedly quit Trump's support, but at the same time, he's still backing Trump. It's very strange.
Yep.
Well, it is strange, but let me tell you, even if you could do what Trump is proposing to disallow immigration by any Muslims or anyone from the Islam nation or whatever he's trying to say there, it's ridiculous either way. But this is all it would do is create a black market for immigration, and terrorists would come in as a businessman from London. Or a terrorist would come in as a Mexican student from Mexico, of course. Or they would come in as an El Salvadoranian mining prospector. Or it would be ridiculous to think that these people would still not get into this country because you're going to start vetting and doing background checks on any Muslim trying to move into America. And believe me, I understand why some of these Syrian refugees would want to come here or anyplace else than where they are. No question about that. And I teach at a school that has students who are Muslims. And they're very well behaved, and I like them very much, and I have a great time with them. And you met some of them yourself, Sam.
Of course, and we had a great rapport, and I've got a good friend that's Muslim that works with me in another business that I do and buys and sells products. We share some warehousing facilities. He went over to some of my family members' homes for Thanksgiving. Just wonderful people. And that's kind of the problem is I agree that you shouldn't have a religious hostility, if you will. I also agree, though, that we've got to somehow find a way to separate terrorists from refugees and or friendlies. And,
you know,
and there's got to be
Matt,
a way to do that. And that's why until we get a handle on this, we're just going to have to flat out say we're going to draw the line between illegality and legality. Right.
Stop all immigration until these idiots in Washington, D.C. can figure out where the hole in the ground is and where the problem is and what they're going to do about it. I'm telling you, I say this every day in my classes at school. I am so sick and tired and fed up with Republican and Democrat politicians. I can't even see straight. And all my students know that I absolutely detest the political correctness of both major parties. I have just had it up to here with them. And the students just sit there and laugh and agree. And I said, but you know what, you guys? Laugh all you want and nod your heads all you want. We're going to reelect 95% of these imbeciles.
So, all right.
You know, Sheriff Mack, you know, you said that you'd give Donald J. Trump some, recommendations, and you'd tell him what to not say. On the one hand, I agree with you, but let me tell you this. I remember hearing one time a political aspirant, I guess you'd say, he said, hey, just make sure that you spell my name right. I'm sure there's plenty of them that say it in the future or have said it. But, you know, the bottom line with Trump, because he says those things or at least, you know, is reported to have said those things, that's one of the reasons he gets all the coverage he does.
Oh, yeah.
And it's amazing, you know, how much, you know, free coverage he gets.
You're right. Sarah Palin's in the news, Kurt.
Well, yeah, and Sarah basically is just saying, you know, that Donald Trump, you know, the media, she says, Palin to the media, Trump's got you beat. She blasts the herd mentality running rampant with hypocritical pundits. She's the former governor of Alaska and the vice presidential candidate for McCain. And she took to Facebook to blast the hypocritical and naive media that gave voice to pundits with a primary agenda of crushing Donald Trump, saying the effort was backfiring. And I think she's a lot of right. What do you think, Sheriff Mac?
Well, for the most part, I really like Sarah Palin. She does have some experience and insight that I have found to be in line with some of mine. I've met her before, and I think that her blasting the media is an easy thing to do and say. I think the media is a lot worse than what she just said. It's not that they're naive. I think they are intentionally dishonest, and I think they mislead us because they want to get the big story. So this is really how the game is played. The major media wants the major stories from the president or whoever else, so they have to follow him around, do a little placating, and you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, and that's all the same thing with politics, and the media plays the same game. So if they're going to be asked a question at the news conference from the White House, then they have to behave themselves. And the only one I've seen that do is the guy, I think, I can't remember his name, is Eric somebody, who's the White House correspondent from Fox News. He seems to really be confrontational.
Yeah, in fact, speaking of confrontational, Trump's confrontational. Now everybody's becoming more and more polarized on these issues. So Palin jumping in with Trump saying, you know what, media, Trump's got you beat. I believe it's all political theater. I've said that, and I'll say it again. I don't think Trump's our friend. I think it's political theater. I don't agree with Glenn Beck that it's to put Hillary in office necessarily, although that may be true. I don't know what the goals are, except for I know this. If the media didn't want it to be, it wouldn't be. But now Rand Paul's in the news speaking boldly, Kurt.
He's ripping the White House for Trump slam. So, in other words, he's not really taking on Trump. He fired off 10 top reasons why Obama is unqualified to occupy the Oval Office.
And hang on, ladies and gentlemen, back in a flash.
Attention, Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so the Washington Examiner is reporting that Rand Paul rips White House for Trump slam, fires off top 10 reasons Obama's not qualified to be in the White House. Yeah, you ought to made those points back in 2008 before, we elected Barack.
Rand, I appreciate it.
It's no good. But, you know, Rand didn't do it then, and he's now doing it, but it's way too late. Pete in Wisconsin wants to respond to this idea that we're saying, hey, we should not block all Muslims coming into America. We shouldn't make this religious idea. We shouldn't, but we should stop all illegal immigration. And since we don't know what's legal and illegal at this point until we get our policies and our acts together, we ought to stop all immigration. I made that point yesterday. Mac makes the point wisely today. Bright minds think alike. But Pete, you're listening to other liberal radio stations a little bit, and there's a different tale out there, isn't there?
A little hometown radio station here in Wisconsin, La Crosse, actually. It's pretty much a three-hour program. And they posed the same question. You know, Trump said that he's going to ban all Muslims from coming into the country. What do you think about that? Well, I'll tell you what, just about everybody that called up agreed with it. They said, we don't want them here. And they are, and you know, they have a point. You know, I can understand their point. Personally, I don't care. I work with them. They're human like anybody else. I mean, work with a bunch of Somalians. They're Muslim. They got, you know, they have their ways. Everybody's got their way. But, he hit a chord. He hit a chord. These people out here aren't, you know, if you think that, it doesn't make Rand Paul look good to be slamming Trump, because most of these old
well, that's right.
about set up with it, you know.
All right. Hey, Pete, I appreciate it. Thanks for the
well,
point.
Well, in this case, he's the right. interesting thing about Rand Paul is he didn't slam Trump, so he's kind of learned from his previous stuff. But, you know, in fact, he's kind of supporting him when the White House went after Trump.
Yeah, so Rand Paul in this case is defending Trump against a White House slam.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
good for Rand for doing it, by the way. Because, smart again, move. It doesn't matter whether you agree with Trump. The problem with the mainstream press is they act like he's an infidel for even asserting his opinion. This is America. We can agree to disagree. I don't agree with Trump on it. However, I will say that Trump has the right to say and think and feel what he wants, and it doesn't mean he's disqualified or... okay, it's crazy. In fact, Fox News' Shepard Smith went off, Kurt.
Well, that's exactly right. He went off on, Trump. They call him a Fox News star, and he goes on a tirade. I guess it took a few minutes of a recent broadcast to issue a scathing criticism against Donald Trump and his comments about the whole defending America from terror threats. He said, he can't do this. he's crazy to even speak of it, is what Mr. Shepard Smith, who, well, I don't watch, but anyway, that's what he said.
Smith also said that the establishment wing of the Republican Party needs Trump to fade from public view in order to gain enough steam with voters to win in the general election. Now, here's what's fascinating. They've been having meetings to say they'll create a brokered convention. They won't vote for Trump. They won't support the candidate. So if Trump wins, the Republicans are claiming they're going to revolt. That's the inside thugs. They're the ones that tried to make Trump agree to support the nominee. Ben Carson jumps into this debate, Kurt.
Good point. And just before you get there, Mr. Smith, in his the last little line of his that story, it says, it's the worst-kept secret on earth that the establishment, that's the insider boys of the Republican Party, needs him to go away. That's what he said. He said, because if he doesn't go away, there are great fears about what will become of this party as a national party. And I would say, reading between the lines, what he really means is, the people might control the party instead of the
insiders. Oh, yeah, that'd be horrible. Ooh, now, Ben Carson jumps into the mix.
Well, that's right. Yeah, he's blasting the Republican National Committee, the RNC. The reason he said this is the Washington Post has reported that nearly 24 of these establishment party figures were prepping for the brokered convention as Mr. Trumpster leads the polls. The RNC chairman, they call him Rince Priebus, I call him Prince Rebus. But anyway, he held a dinner in Washington, D.C., and according to five people who spoke with the Post, the possibility of Trump heading into the Cleveland convention with a noteworthy number of delegates was a possible discussion or topic of discussion in the meeting. The number of Republicans, and these are all the insider boys, they suggested the establishment lay the foreground or the groundwork for a floor fight that would lead the party's mainstream wing to unite behind an alternative. Now, Mr. Carson was kind of ticked off about this. He says, if the leaders of the Republican Party want to destroy the party, they should continue to hold meetings like the one described in the Washington Post this morning. He said he praised the Post report is incorrect and threatened to leave the GOP. If it's correct, he said, every voter who is standing for change must know they are being betrayed. I won't stand for it. That's what Carson said, who noted that if the plot is accurate, I assure you Donald Trump won't be the only one leaving the party. Now, he says, final sentence from him, I'm prepared to lose fair and square, as I am sure as Donald, Carson says, but I will not sit by and watch a theft. I intend on being the nominee. If I am not, the winner will have my support. If the winner isn't our nominee, then we will have a massive problem.
And that's the point that they tried to make to Trump, that you got to support the winner. I don't agree with Ben Carson that you got to support the winner. I think I have the right to say, you know what, I'll support whoever I want to on a personal level. I don't have any obligation to a party or to the good old boy network or anything else. If it's a good guy, point. Support him. If it's a bad guy, reject him. Period. End of paragraph. It isn't about people. It's about principle. Nevertheless, I do think that the Republican Party has a dilemma on their hands. On one hand, they tried to tie Trump to that logic, but now they're jettisoning that logic when it comes to Trump. It's going to go bad. And Pat Buchanan had something to say about that.
Well, he sure did. I mean, he's basically saying, hey, if you don't support Trump now, he's talking to the whole GOP thing, you're going to lose to Hillary. So
now, I don't know that I agree with Pat Buchanan on that either. I don't think it's Trump or Hillary. I personally think we need someone for real in the race. I think that, we need to really figure out what's going on. I mean, look, Jesse Ventura wants Trump to back him, make him the VP candidate, and jump on the Libertarian Party ticket. I mean, there's so many weird twists and turns in this thing. I don't know where we are yet on it. But I will say this. I don't believe anybody who's getting a lot of coverage in the press, even if it's negative coverage, I don't believe if you get a lot of coverage that your agenda is true. Because we know this. We know this. The people that are really true blue never get coverage. Kurt?
Yep, good point. Buchanan went on to say, somebody's got to tell the Republican Party, look, everybody's advising you how to get rid of Trump, but you destroy him, you destroy his issues, or you deny his issues and arguments. Where do you think those people are going to go? They're going to stay home. That's what he said.
Or go third party, depending on who materializes. Yeah. Sheriff, what do you think all this?
Well, it's been brought up before, and the Republicans are being so stupid, which isn't a big surprise, because he's their only game right now, and they should be embracing it, and they should be coming out and saying the exact same things we have been today. Look, Donald, we agree that there's a problem with immigration. We don't support you singling out Muslims, but we do agree that immigration has to be looked at, and if there's a moratorium on immigration, I think that would help everybody. But we don't agree with singling things out, and Donald Trump misspoke there, and we totally back the idea of revamping immigration across the board. And so they could play this middle of the road like they do on just about everything else. But Donald Trump hasn't been their boy. He hasn't been taking orders. And so, of course, they're trying to get rid of him. And, you know, he's not liberal enough for them. And he's not passive enough for them. And he doesn't take their orders or advice. And so, of course, they want somebody else who will toe the line. And the Republican Party is at a crucial moment here. They're at a pivotal point. And Geraldo said it on Fox last night. And I don't totally disagree with him. If the Republicans don't find a way to handle the Donald Trump situation, he will bolt. He'll go third party. Hillary will be in for sure. The Republican Party will be in complete disarray. And he said they won't get a Republican in the White House for a long, long time.
And then the question is, whose fault would it really be? And the mainstream would say, oh, it's Trump's fault.
No.
Truth is, it would be the opposite. But here's the reality, though. I don't believe that Trump is their enemy. I don't believe he's not taking orders. I think he's playing the part perfectly. If he wasn't, he would not be getting so much press.
Yeah, but he's getting the press on his own. He's not doing it because he's following somebody's orders.
Yeah, but he's getting the press because they're willing to give it to him.
Well, because he's so outlandish. And
but they could just ignore him. There's all kinds of outlandish people available every day.
Yeah, me and you.
No, we're mainstream constitutional right down the middle of the Founding Fathers Lane, my friend.
Yeah.
These people are all crazy. But what I'm saying, though, is they could ignore him easily. There's a lot of people with a lot of outlandish statements. They're giving Trump coverage because they want to.
Yeah, maybe so.
Write it down. Remember who told you he's playing his part to perfection.
I don't trust it either way.
Well, that's the exact point that I've got is that, you know, we don't know what their agendas are. I'm not on the inside. I don't have a handle on the reality. I do have a handle on this. If somebody's getting a lot of coverage, it isn't by accident. It is by design, my fellow Americans. Remember that. What the purpose is by who, I don't know. But also remember this goofball advisor to Donald Trump has been an inside political hack accepted by both parties forever in D.C. Multiple decades he's been doing it.
Yep.
And he's still backing Trump to the nth degree. If that inside connection doesn't tell you enough, I don't know what does. But something's afoot. What it is, only time will tell. But it isn't. Freedom. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure. Thank you, good sheriff.
You got it. See you next time.